Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Republican Governor Charlie Baker and his Democratic opponent, Jay Gonzalez, came together at Boston's Museum of Science yesterday, not for a debate, but for a forum. They each took about 45 minutes to answer questions about energy and environmental issues. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman was there and joins us this morning. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob.
So, Bruce, why a forum?
Well, this was the format that they've used in the past, and I believe that it's because the 15 environmental organizations that participate in this election event want to generate more light than heat. These are really complex public policy problems, Bob, and I think the groups want to explore more than play to the audience with political zingers and one-liners. And they're also very tough technical issues. They range from toxic waste, renewable energy, you've got water quality, electric vehicles, you've got housing and environmental justice. So, and then you've got looming large in the background of everything in this conversation is the existential threat of climate change.
All right, so let's get to the substance then. What do the candidates have to say?
Well, Baker was up first. He kept showing that he's learned the intricacies of making and implementing policies. And he's had a rough go of it over the last few years. You know, just weeks after taking office, we had Snowmageddon, and there have been 5 major storms during his term, and they vividly demonstrated just how broken the aging and neglected transportation and energy systems that we've got have become, and the tremendous needs that have to be addressed.
Well, remind us of that. Give us an example.
Well, you know, obviously there was the mass transit mess after Snowmageddon. The state had to buy all of the third rail in the country just to get the T back up and running. And that's not to mention the work that had to go into the commuter rail lines.
We've replaced 200,000 railroad ties that needed to be replaced. Boring? Yeah. Not interesting? Yeah. But if you want to take the speed restrictions in the summer and the winter off the lines that have been there forever, you got to do it. If we need to hire people, if we need more resources to hit that $8 billion and deliver on that 5-year plan, we will find them.
5-year plan, $8 billion. Tell us more.
Well, as he mentioned, the plan is to spend $8 billion on the T over 5 years. That's $5 billion more than have been spent over the last 5 years. He didn't get into specifics, but he said that what's really needed is to build teams that know how to spend the money wisely.
And what about Jay Gonzalez? What did he talk about in terms of his plans?
So Gonzalez wants to pay for the T improvements out of money that would come from proposed millionaire tax and the carbon tax that he wants to put on fossil fuels. And Gonzalez says his urgent goal is to increase ridership and make the service more dependable.
I will not ask riders to pay higher fares for worse service, disabled trains. We need to invest. I've got a plan to raise $3 billion from the wealthy. That's where I am going to start.
Gonzalez says that part of that new $3 billion in revenue would go to education, but he didn't say how much.
All right, looking to budgeting for environmental issues, Governor Baker has been criticized by some environmentalists for failing to meet his pledge to make environmental spending 1% of the state budget. He was asked about that?
Oh, yeah, and he had to eat humble pie. He made that promise at a similar forum 4 years ago during his first run for governor, and Baker admits that environmental spending during his term has only been about 0.5%.
I apologize for not delivering on my promise. The only caveat I could offer on that, well, I'm not going to go there. I apologize for not delivering on my commitment. I don't like not delivering on commitments that I make.
Gonzalez, of course, hasn't been tested in the same way as the governor has. But Gonzalez has signed on to the 1% pledge, and he's actually made it a campaign issue. He was wearing a button on his lapel that read 1% for the environment.
By not later than the end of my first term, we will dedicate 1% of the state budget to environmental agencies. And we will make meaningful progress each year until we get there. That is a commitment of mine you can count on.
Bruce, what about the elephant in the room, the issue of climate change? What did the two of them have to say about meeting the state's goal of reducing greenhouse gases and reducing dependence on fossil fuels?
Well, Governor Baker spoke about the success he's had with offshore wind and said his administration was making a big push in energy storage, which would, you know, make it possible for when the wind isn't blowing and the sun isn't shining to use these intermittent resources and make them more reliable. But he acknowledged that the state's dependency on natural gas for half of our heating and electricity was a problem. And he was asked specifically, did he think the state needed new gas pipelines. Now, Bob, this is really the hot-button environmental issue in the state. And at one point, someone in the audience actually interrupted Baker and had to be let out. The governor talked about the gas pipeline explosions in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover, saying that the disaster signaled the need for the DPU to review the state's pipeline network. He said it needed to be modernized and that there had to be a review of the current maintenance policies.
I really think the focus for the next few years needs to be on the existing infrastructure and ensuring that it's safe. That's going to be our focus.
Then Democratic Jay Gonzalez took the Merrimack gas disaster as an example of Baker's failure. Here's what he had to say when he was asked if he saw the need for new gas pipelines.
I will do everything in my power, to stop the expansion of natural gas pipeline infrastructure in this state. It just will further our dependence on fossil fuels, which is the exact wrong direction to go.
You know, so as I say, Bob, there was a lot more. These are very highly technical and complex public policy problems. And at times, the forum turned philosophical. Each candidate, in his way, was passionate about the environment. And it seems very apparent that climate change will be part of the discussion in the future about every environmental and energy issue, from pipelines to park maintenance and even parking spaces.
Well, one of them will get to push ahead with their plans on all of this as Election Day is just a little over 3 weeks away. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.